Earlier this week, as I was looking over these readings, I found myself thinking about Steven Spielberg's film Schindler's List. And even if you haven't seen it, you probably know the story of Oskar Schindler, a Nazi party member and a Catholic, who at the start of the Second World War went to Poland, where he made a vast fortune by using Jewish workers to make pots and pans for the German army. What started out as a get-rich scheme, however, soon turned into a crusade. He ended up risking his own life to save his Jewish workers from extermination in the death camps. He lost all his money paying bribes to Nazi bureaucrats and buying extra food and clothing for his workers. This one man was almost single-handedly responsible for saving the lives of thousands of his fellow human beings. The film makes it clear that, at least in the beginning, Oscar was not a good man. But he was nevertheless one who heard or sensed a call to go beyond his own selfish interests, and who was led, in the words of our gospel this morning, to repent and believe in the gospel. In our first reading, Jonah responds to God's call in a decidedly different way than Oscar. Although Jonah heard God's call clearly and dramatically, he was at best a very reluctant prophet. He found it unthinkable that the population of Nineveh, ancient enemies of the chosen people of Israel, was worthy of a prophet's time and effort. He fled in a ship towards Tarshish, away from God and away from Nineveh. His plan of escape, however, was frustrated when a violent storm threatened to break up the ship. Thinking that Jonah was responsible for the storm, the sailors threw him overboard. He was swallowed up by that famous whale and spewed out on the shore 3 days later in order to preach in Nineveh. You'd think that being so hesitant a prophet, Jonah wouldn't be a very successful preacher. Amazingly, however, the people of Nineveh respond to his call for a change of heart and mind, and the very first day he goes out, they put on sackcloth and start fasting. God needed Jonah to get the message across, but the real work was not his, but God's. Unpromising material though he was, God did great things with him. And God continues to achieve new and remarkable things with unlikely people. Our gospel gives us yet another variation to this call to change hearts and minds. Unlike Jonah, those whom Jesus asked responded totally and without a moment's hesitation, leaving everything to follow him. These ordinary fishermen were not much by any worldly standards, but in being chosen by Jesus, they became crucial to the spread of the good news of salvation. Oskar Schindler, Jonah, Simon, Andrew, James, and John, Teresa of Avila, Rosa Parks, Mother Teresa of Calcutta. What about us? Here we are all in church, so let's take it for granted that each of us has had at least a minimal experience of responding to God's call. And God continues to call out every single one of us, each and every day of our lives. I am not suggesting for a moment that this call will necessarily involve rescuing people from extermination camps or lead us to preach fire and brimstone to our enemies. But I am saying that God has a unique plan and call for each one of us. God calls us first to listen, asking us to open our hearts and minds to change so that we can go beyond, what shall I call it, our comfort zones. There is an awful lot of pain and suffering around, some of it right here in this congregation. There are a lot of places where God's love and hope need to be witnessed. There's not much we can do about the suffering that surrounds us. But there is no limit to what God can do if we are willing to respond to and cooperate with the call that comes to us each day. The first four disciples did it. Oscar Schindler learned to do it. Even Jonah eventually did it. Who are we to say that we are different, that we can't or won't listen for and answer that call? This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. It's our turn now.